people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining. People, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.
I want to talk with you something today I'm calling Stop Polluting Your River. And this is basic metaphysics, and it is also one of the most difficult things for people to know, to understand, and even when they understand, to practice. And honestly, I've been struggling a bit with this myself. And so a lot of times when I'll do these jump starts, it's to remind myself of principles that I know, which gets me to practice them all the more. The idea is that there are two worlds. Take a second and think about this. There is what is called the absolute world, and then there is the relative world. In the absolute world, everything exists. Everything that you want exists. Everything that you fear exists. And you then call it into the relative world, which is the world in which we live. Think about, we relate in this world, okay? The relative world through our thoughts. That's basic metaphysics. What I think about, I literally, and focus my attention on, I draw from the relative world. Now, the challenge is that human beings tend to worry. We have a negativity bias. The reason that we do that is that we have grown up in tenuous times. I mean, if you think back, there have always, almost always been challenges and struggles, et cetera. And so many of them man-made, of course, Mark Twain would say. The thing is that we focus on these things that we fear with the idea that we are going to somehow prepare ourselves for what might happen should it happen. Now, that makes absolute perfect sense from an evolutionary standpoint. You worry about something, you prepare for it. When it happens, you're good. The challenge is that what most of us do is we worry about a whole bunch of things. We do very little preparation and think through what would I do in case this did actually happen. And instead, we contend ourselves with the worry, thinking that we're actually preparing, that we are actually making things better. We're not. We're doing what I call polluting your river. Let me give you another metaphor as opposed to the absolute and relative, which I know a lot of people struggle with. I was re-listening to some of Abraham Hicks' recordings a couple of days ago while I was cooking lunch. And Esther Hicks was saying that, or Abraham was saying that, what is was, basically. What we are experiencing now is what we have sent out through our thoughts, through our beliefs, through our actions into the absolute. And the absolute has gone, okay, this is what you focused on. Let me bring you this. The analogy that I was thinking about a week or so ago when I decided to share this with you is this idea of polluting your river. Imagine you're sitting on a bank in a river, maybe, I don't know, the image I get is like out in Colorado, and you're sitting there and it's all beautiful around you with the trees and it's quiet. And yet as you look down at the river in front of you, you see a bunch of crap going by. I mean, you see trash, you see garbage, you see stuff that you would never want to see in a river go by, and it's polluting the river, and it's polluting the landscape and everything. Now, how did that trash get there? Well, so you decide you're going to go trekking up the river and look for the person who is putting the pollution in the river. Of course, when you get up there, you discover it's you. That every time you sit there and condemn and criticize what is before you, you are putting more junk in the river that is ultimately going to flow down to you over time. This is the work. This is Earl Nightingale, Neville, Wayne Dyer, Bob Proctor, Joe Vitale, everybody all rolled up into one. Abraham Hicks. It is all about the secret. It is all, by the way, I was watching some TV show. Oh, I know what it was. I was watching an episode of Big Bang Theory, and one of the characters picked up a copy of The Secret off of a desk, and I thought, that's interesting. The idea is what you think about becomes your reality. What you focus on becomes your reality. Now, the challenge is that for some of us, reality is a struggle, or it sucks in some cases. You may not have enough money. You may not have enough love. You may not have enough health, whatever it is. And whatever we focus our attention on is going to expand in our life. That's the law of attraction. That is the basics of metaphysics. That is the absolute and the relative. You draw it out. The challenge is you've got this ego mind, this mind that is there to protect you, which is telling you, man, don't focus on what could be good. You're only going to be disappointed. Focus on what is going wrong and let us ruminate about that. Maybe at least if something happens, you'll be prepared for it, or you'll at least know where you are and where you belong, as opposed to where it is you dream you want to go. This is difficult. I began by saying this was difficult because it is difficult to get ourselves into not only a thought space, but also an emotion space where we are, where we want to be. I'll tell you one that I've been doing for quite a while. One of the things that I really want is a boat. I kind of think I've decided on what it is that I want, but living right here on the bay at a marina, I want to have a boat. And one of the things that I do as I'm concluding my meditation in the morning is I take about 5 minutes and I imagine that I'm tied up to the mangroves and that, or anchored. I wouldn't want to tie up to the mangroves, but anchored by the mangroves. And I'm watching a frigate fly over and Teddy is in the shade. And I put myself there three-dimensionally. And I know it's only a matter of time before I get the boat that I want. And I could go out and get it now. I just want to create that experience in my life so that I become an energetic match for it. My friend Joe Vitale said, I think this was in The Secret, that I'm here to get in your face, he said, and to say that everything you've got in your life right now, you've attracted to you. And you've attracted to it to you by your fears and your thoughts. Now, and the energy that you attach to it, or your excitement. We feel naive getting excited about things that have not happened. We feel naive. And yet, if you've heard my story about how I met Maya Angelou, I literally went around telling people in present tense, much to the consternation of several, that I was going to give Maya Angelou the 6 millionth complaint-free bracelet. Was that true when I was saying it? Absolutely not. Did I feel kind of foolish saying it? Initially, yes. And this is what Christians call faith. I think that the idea of faith in religion is a wonderful thing, and it's okay to have your faith in God so long as your faith is in something happening that you want to happen. What we need to do is to have faith in the healing of itself, or the challenge itself being done and over and done with. Yesterday, I got some fantastic news, and it was just off the charts good news for me. And yet it wasn't for me. It was for someone that I care about. And if you know what I mean, if you've ever had someone who you really love, you really care about, who was going through something that could be potentially challenging, I don't know, a loss of a job, illness, whatever, and then you find out everything is okay, it's just such a wonderful feeling. So what happened was yesterday, a good friend of mine called me to tell me that a challenge that he had been experiencing for about 6 weeks had been resolved. Without giving more detail than that, it was a significant challenge which could have cost potentially millions of dollars, I guess. I don't know. It also could have harmed my friend's reputation, even though my friend was acting in good faith and doing everything the best he knew how at the time. I always believe people are doing the best they can. And through a series of miscommunications, this thing got blown up and then it got resolved. And at the end, my friend thanked me and I was like, thank you for what? He was like, you kept saying that it was going to get resolved. And in fact, you painted the scenario in my mind that it was going to be resolved in this way. Because the last time we talked, I said, okay, you know, it could get resolved this way, it could get resolved this way. So just, you know, don't go to the worst possible place yet. We think that prepares us. We don't, it doesn't. It actually draws us closer. And he said, okay, so why could I not have had the faith that you had? Because I told him that over the weekend, I kept thinking about him and I kept imagining, praying. Okay, that's what prayer is. It's creative visualization and infusing a higher power into it. And praying that I was thinking and visualizing that things were going to work out and feeling it inside, feeling the faith. And he said, why is it that you could have the faith and I couldn't? And I thought, that's what we're here for one another for, friends. We all know that we are here for other people. Human beings are social creatures. What's kept us alive is being together. And we derive a great deal of emotional growth and satisfaction ourselves in doing for and caring for and having faith for other people. There's so many times when this friend of mine has had faith for me, assured me that things were going to work out. I bring all of this up to tie it back to the stop polluting your river. So if you've drifted, come back to me because you're going to want to hear what I'm saying. You remember my story, stop polluting your river, that every time as you sit there looking at your life going, well, this sucks and I hate this and there's not enough of that and why won't they do this, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You're putting more of those experiences in the river upstream to come down. So you're feeding this. Now imagine that you walk up the stream and you look and you're standing there and you see yourself throwing the junk in the river, but you see other people you know also throwing junk in your river. Oh, I don't know. Your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, your kids, your coworkers. There are people who are also polluting your river. They are looking around and telling you things are not good. What we need is someone like my friend that I was telling you about just a moment ago. If you go up there upstream, you're going to find my friend pulling all the crap out of the river that I'm throwing into the river. We all need those people in our life. We all need those people that are going to see and hold that vision for us. And the only way to have that is to be that person for someone else. Can I say that again? To be that person for someone else. Now, it's not about problem solving. And it's not about what some people would call false hope, although I think false hope is oxymoronical. Because the other day I was feeling buried with a bunch of stuff. And I called this very same friend and I said, listen, I don't want you to tell me everything's going to be better. I just want you to hear me. And I laid it out factually. And he goes, you know what? You're right. You're right. Right now things are going kind of crappy. And he says, I'm not even going to tell you they're going to get better. I'm not even going to tell you they're going to change. And that was so nice. And sometimes when I'm talking, I'm like, I got this issue. And he goes, yes, and this is more likely to happen. This is how things are going to work out for you. We create what will be by focusing on what is. When we focus on what is wrong, we create and perpetuate what is wrong. I have said this 10,000 times in various church services, podcasts, and jumpstarts. And I still need to remember it myself to look around and to go, yes, and. You know, that's the key to improvisational comedy. I was listening to two comics talk about this, and they were saying that really what you have to do is always never say but, you always say yes and. You just yes and. We need to yes and our life. Yes, because of the pandemic, it's difficult for me to find people that want to get out necessarily and play pickleball right now. That's something I want to do is play pickleball. And there are tennis courts. I can go hang out. I can just go sit there and look for other people playing and say, hey, can I play the loser? Whatever. Or the winner. So there are things that we can do. Yes, and. Yes, and. Yes, and. Don't say yes, but. Yes, and. This is what I can do. You are creating the environment that you have. And if you don't like it, you got to accept that you're creating it. And you've got to improve it. And the way you improve it is appreciating what is good. Let me say that again. It's all about gratitude. That again is what Joe Vitale says. It is all about gratitude. It is looking around going, this sucks, and I know it's going to work out, and I'm grateful that the Pope, that things are already in motion for that to happen. This is not the way I would like it to be, and I know, et cetera, et cetera. I am grateful for. I am grateful. I am grateful. If you began right now to express gratitude for everything that you have to be grateful for, you'd never stop. And if you began now to express negatively what's wrong and what's missing, you'd never stop. And that's what most people do. It's called complaining. This is your river. Start creating the river you want. All right, everybody, come back and tell us now if you want to wish Teddy a happy birthday. Who's going to be the first one to click share and to spread this positive message with our friends around the world? Click share and let people know. Mary says, happy birthday, Teddy. Have I gone back too far? Yes, I have. All right. Great topic, says Courtney. Thank you very much. Courtney, it is absolutely something we need to remember. It is so basic. Jesus Christ said, as they believed, so shall it be done unto them. Boom. There we go. It doesn't mean as you believed in me or as you believed in God or as you believed in the resurrection and the crucifixion. It means as you believe, the mental energy you put back literally draws from the world of the absolute, which is the infinite realm where everything bad and everything good that can and potentially may happen, also known as the multiverse, can be drawn forth. The question is, do you want to draw forth what's bad by focusing on it or drawing to us what's good? Mary says, positive believing. Love today's jumpstart. Just what I needed to hear today. Mary, one of the things that I always talk about when I do live speaking is the idea of what is positive thinking. If you look up the word positive, it means present. If you look up negative, it means missing. When we have, because we have alternating current, AC, DC, AC versus DC, we have alternating current. It means that it's off and on, off and on, off and on. It is positive and negative constantly, but it cycles so quickly we can't tell that the lights are actually flickering or the television is flickering. When we focus on keeping it on, being positive, that's what we get. I like the feeling. I like that feeling, Faith, says Mary. Bless your heart. Good. Yes, absolutely. Susan says, shared. Love the positivity. Envisioning my next job now myself. It is inspiring enthusiasm and excitement. Susan, awesome possum. Great to hear. Grateful for good friends, says Mary Minor. And Mary says, shared. She's the first one with a share. Is that a frown? No, it's a smile. I get it. It's just twisted sideways. Cross that bridge one at a time, and then you might not even get across the river. Great message shared. Thank you so much, Linda. Jennifer says, lots of good stuff in today's positivity podcast. Good to watch it again. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Happy birthday, Ted E. Yes, it's Teddy's birthday. Oh, where'd he go? I'm not going to bother him. He's somewhere else. But yeah, my little guy is 3 years old today. He's no longer a puppy. All right, everybody. So whatever you are thinking about, if you look around at your life and you go, wow, I think about, let me give you one more last visualization. And that is that you're on a stage and you're an actor. And if you comment positively on something on the stage, something else positively gets brought from the great prop master in the sky and put on the stage. If you comment negatively, it gets taken away or something else gets diminished. Think about all of that. It's all very true. Ashley says, shared. Christine says, happy birthday, Teddy. Lots of love to all. Thanks, everybody, for being with me. I look forward to having you here with me again tomorrow. Today is Wednesday. So for those of you who are members of our Complaint-Free Life program, you get an extra, basically what is considered a jump start, because every Wednesday at 11 a.m., I do a private message just for the members of the Compliant Free Life program. We're offering a 30-day free trial. If you haven't checked it out, go to acomplaintfreeworld.org. Jerry has shared. Thank you very much, Jerry. Song of the day. You know, it's so funny. I was trying to, because I always look at my phone to get the song of the day, and I don't have it with me. And give me just a second. Thank you so much. How are you all on the song of the day? Anybody want to tell me what the song of the day was yesterday? And I'll tell you what the song of the day is. The song of the day is that I make a recommendation of a song that we all listen to that will inspire us, make us feel good, et cetera, et cetera. And we do it the second the jumpstart is over. We've done a whole bunch of them. I'm looking at some of the ones that we have done already. And all right, I got it. The song of the day, by the way, anybody, like I said, anybody want to share what yesterday's was? It was Happy Radio. The song of the day is, I Believe. Now, that is not I'm a Believer by the Monkees. That is I Believe. And it is by, I had it right here. Now I don't see it. Okay, Dancing at the Bend is You. Oh, I know. I Believe is. All right, I'm going to change it. We're going to go with Roll With It by Steve Winwood. That's a good one. And that goes really, really well what we were talking about today. Roll With It by Steve Winwood. So the song of the day, we all listen to it soon as the jumpstart is over. Alexa, play Roll With It by Steve Winwood.
Roll With It by Steve Winwood on Amazon Music.
Enjoy today, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high. Creating a complaint-free world. No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high. Creating a complaint-free